From fall to flood, as Earth's population grows, murder, lust, evil spread their tentacles into every aspect of creation. God sees that every imagination and intention of all human thinking was only evil all the time, Genesis 6:5. Those were the days of dragons, dinosaurs, and gigantic winged, multi-headed creatures known as cherubim guarding the precious treasures within the Garden of Eden. Perhaps fairy tales are derived from these times. In those days, people themselves would have been encyclopedias, living hundreds, almost 1,000 years, orally passing down knowledge to generations. Yet there are few role models, among whom are Abel, Enoch, and Noah, known for their commendable contribution, close communion with God, and clean character, respectively. God attempts to warn mankind of impending disaster. Enoch's son Methuselah's name in one translation means "when he dies it will come," referring to the flood. All of his 969 years, the oldest man ever known could have been a walking warning. Eventually, God decides to save Noah and his family and destroy the world. Noah's name means rest or comfort, and Lamech, his father, predicted, "He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground the Lord has cursed." Chapter 5, 28-30. When he was over 500 years old, he gives him details to build the ark. The decades during which this massive structure was being constructed, along with Noah's preaching, were the last warning to a corrupt world. There was not even one who repents. Unlike the rest of the world, Noah did everything just as God commanded him, Genesis 6:22. In the year of Methuselah's death, just as predicted, after Noah was 600, God instructs Noah to populate the ark with the animals and send the flood. It is estimated that around 8,000 species of animals were in the three-tiered ark, occupying only one half or one third the space. As the earth is destroyed, Noah and his family remain in the ark for over a year till the waters recede and the earth dries up. Noah's first action on coming out of the ark is to build an altar to worship God. In response, God, via the rainbow, covenants with Noah never to destroy the world again by flood. As Noah is saved through the waters of the flood, we today are saved from God's final judgment through the waters of baptism, more importantly, baptism by the Holy Spirit, by faith in Christ, 1 Peter 3, 20-21. Do we hold on to God's word and promises as Noah did? Are we prepared to be different and obey God unconditionally?